online at victory91.5.com. It's the sound of revival.
It is Victory. Right now, we have in studio Ray Haynes. He's kind of coming into my show. He's going to be with me for the 10 o'clock hour.
Sweet. Hanging
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. I've been just listening in, and it's just been an awesome time of more information. We are celebrating Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, and so you always love to come in and, you know, I think the year of change, I was listening to some breaks and I was like, and the wall and the, it was just kind of amazing. I was like, okay, I see where we're going with this. I see where we're going with this.
Unusual.
Yeah, so we're on part 11 right now.
Right.
What is the topic for part 11?
So we've been talking about being fruitful and multiply, kind of unpacked a little bit from Genesis, and now we're going to look at why God is always thinking that way. And hopefully, because one of the big parts of this year, this coming year, we talked about the supernatural elements. So giving is actually a really big part of that. And we're talking whether you're giving to church, whether you're giving here, whether you're giving to others, you're meeting needs. I've already seen, we've seen hurricanes, earthquakes and all. And so these moments, you're going to have a lot of occasions to give, to open your hearts to give, because it unleashes things. All right. So some people said, what's the purpose of this? What in the world? Why is this all happening? And in almost every case, it really is because you are in a position to do supernatural things, including giving. So God sees the world through the light of fruitfulness. That's the perspective he takes. That's why he gives more back when you give, all right? Every seed produces after its own kind. We kind of ran through that through Genesis 1. And today, or tonight especially, is creation day, when God made us, man, gave us purpose, planned eternity, be fruitful and multiply. That's the command. So, in other words, think about it this way. Give, and it'll be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together. That's where that comes together. What didn't they do in the garden? Now, they're only there for like 10 days, traditionally. But the one thing they didn't do, if we go with the original concept, is to be fruitful and multiply. Most of us, when we look at that, we see, think of having children. You've had two kids now, right? So you've been fruitful and multiplied. That's what we think. But that's not really the whole part of that phrase or what he's saying there. That's an essence of it for sure. But that doesn't actually happen to Adam and Eve until after sin. They're thrown out of the garden. That's when they come together and they have Cain and Abel. So they're there in a perfect situation, right? And they're two very different people than they are afterwards in sin. So why, if they're supposed to be fruitful and multiply, do they have 10 days as perfect human beings and nothing happens? So you have to ask yourself, what's going on there? So lots of people give to God, but what they end up creating and multiplying is Cain. They do selfishness and they do anger, and that becomes what they give. Others multiply Abel. They desire to please God. Your provision will never outgrow the condition of your heart. See, owning things doesn't imply blessings. Increase does. It happens when you give, not when you store up, ever. Creation is all about something coming out of nothing. It's about being at the right tree, having the right conversation instead of what Adam and Eve did. It's about giving, not what you don't have, but giving into nothingness so that heaven can invade earth. You open the door with your faith, and that whole eight, that's all about faith. So on day one, God commanded them to be fruitful and multiply. So if tradition, we say that's Yom Kippur in 10 days, 10 days and no babies on the way. And you have to ask the question, they're perfect. So they can't have been disobedient, right? Or they would have sinned, but they didn't sin and they weren't disobedient. So you have to ask the question then, is there more to the command, be fruitful and multiply, than making babies? And maybe you could even look at it this way, are the words here kind of lost in translation to an English audience? So be fruitful and multiply means to rule over everything, to give, and in giving, to cause increase. That's how I would probably lay that out, to rule over everything, give, and in giving, to cause increase. It's a lot more than just having babies. It's important, but that's not the essence of what he's telling them in the garden. When I was a little kid, 6, 7 years old, we lived on a farm, and we had a big garden, right? Acres and acres. And I remember planting corn with my dad. So it had already been tilled up, and we were in a row, and he's got the hoe upside down, and he's standing, walking along, and he pokes a hole, and I'm there to drop seeds in the hole and to cover it up, because I'm short. You know, I'm just like, you know, 5-6 year old kid. So I'm crawling along and doing that part. And it's interesting that it only takes one seed to grow a stalk of corn. Have you ever planted corn?
I've planted other things, not corn.
Okay. So how many seeds do you typically put in a hole?
A bunch.
3, 4, 5 seeds.
Right.
You don't just put one because it may not germinate. You don't can't explain that in fancy ways to a little kid, but you have to put more than one seed in. Mm-hmm. So someone would say, well, that's just wasteful. If you don't have much, you should conserve, but you could end up with a field of nothing instead of a field of corn, right? Mm-hmm. So not every seed germinates, and the ground and weather can fail. But giving to God and others is very much the same. Tithing, to me, is like putting one seed in the hole. It's what's necessary to do the job. It's obedient, but is it as fruitful as we can be? Does it ensure increase for you and those around you? And that's what came from the Garden of Eden. And we're going to break that down on how God brings everything out of nothing and look at the miracle, because it's a miraculous year that's coming, and how we can walk in that with God.
So coming up next, Ray Haynes right in studio celebrating the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, right here with Keith, Victory 91.5, coming back with you with another great moment of teaching.
There is a truth